So please tell me that I am not the only photographer out there who has a love-hate relationship with Instagram. I love that Instagram specifically and social media in general gives us the opportunity to show our work, to interact with potential clients, and to generally market our businesses for free. It's amazing. But man, they have done a number on us as not just creators, but now content creators, grooming us to create a specific kind of content, and whatever the specific kind of content flavor of the month is, that's what they're grooming us to make. And man, it takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of energy, and it takes a lot of creative energy that honestly I would rather be funneling into my photography work, my business, a whole lot of other things. But it's kind of one of those, you can choose not to play in the sandbox, but if you do, there's a price to pay, right? So many of us do. Many of us struggle with it. Many of us complain about it. And, you know, as you well know, this is the reason that my marketing director, Dana, and I created the Consistency Club a year and a half ago, where we were like, you know what? People need help with their marketing. We're going to put together a couple of email templates and a couple of social media strategies for every month that, you know, people can just use and personalize and kind of put out there in their businesses. And those strategies are specifically focused on marketing and sort of increasing sales and engaging clients and all that sort of thing. But there's a whole sector of social media that's not about marketing with a capital M, right? It's about just kind of showing your work, getting your work seen, hopefully kind of getting a little bit of viral traction out there. You know, it's not marketing with a capital M. It's not sales with a capital S. It's just kind of showing up and showing your work and continuing to like engage with your audience. That's important. And we don't really have it built into the Consistency Club at the, you know, low price point that it is. We don't have just daily content that people can put out that's, I don't want to call it filler content, but is kind of filler content. So I'm at WPBI a couple of months ago, and I'm walking around the trade show floor, and I end up in a conversation with a woman named Angela Shea. And Angela is a former wedding photographer who now runs a social media and specifically an Instagram-based business where she helps photographers by creating these templates, but calling them templates is almost not doing it justice, because what she has done is she has made these usable templates that photographers can take and sort of plug and play their photos, and within a matter of seconds, produce an extremely high production value reel that they can just put out there in the world. And she puts them together constantly. So it's a subscription-based service. You then have access to all these templates. And then you can just, when you don't have something, you know, that you want to say that you need to like write a long caption about or whatever, you've got something to put out there, and it doesn't take you more than a few minutes. So as I'm talking to her, I was just getting so excited. I was like, we need to collaborate. This is something that like my people need to hear about, because the fact of the matter is, because she comes from a wedding background, most of her current clientele are wedding photographers. And I was like, this is definitely not limited to weddings. So I invited her on the podcast. And then, you know, the recording date is getting nearer and nearer, and I'm getting really nervous about the fact that I am terrible at social media. And when I talk to people about social media, I always feel like the kindergartner in the room full of college students. So finally, I tapped Dana on the proverbial shoulder and said, I think that you should interview Angela, because the two of you are going to have a much more interesting conversation. And that's exactly what they did. So I am just here to introduce this conversation today. I am not going to be a part of it beyond the introduction, but I am super excited to tune in. And I know that you are going to be very happy to have listened to this all the way to the end, because what I hear is, word on the street is, that Angela is giving everyone who is listening to this podcast a pretty amazing deal. There's a free month in it for you. Free is free. And I think that it would be bananas for you to not give this a try.
Welcome to This Can't Be That Hard. My name is Anami Tonkin, and I help photographers run profitable, sustainable businesses that they love. Each week on the podcast, I cover simple, actionable strategies and systems that photographers at every level of experience can use to earn more money in a more sustainable way. Running a photography business doesn't have to be that hard. You can do it, and I can show you how.
Angela, welcome to This Can't Be That Hard.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I'm so excited for you guys to be here. If you guys are like, whose scratchy voice is this? This doesn't sound like Anami. Hi, it's Dana. I am kind of hopping in this week to do a special interview with Angela Shea from Social Templates. And so Angela met Anami at WPPI, and Anami was like, wow, this is a really cool idea, and I can't wait to share this with our audience. And then she immediately was like, but Dana, you have to interview her, because if I ask her questions about Reels and Instagram, it's going to be like nonsense. And so she was like, I think you guys are going to have a better conversation. So here we are. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your company and what you guys do?
Thank you so much for having me. So yeah, we create plug and play Reel templates for photographers. They're very easy to use. I claim that they are the easiest and fastest way to create Reels, because we haven't seen anything like this on the market anywhere. But it's not an outside app. So this is, I feel like, the most important for people to understand, is that you're not downloading another app. You're not learning how to use that, integrate that into your workflow. We are a private Instagram account that gives our members access to a bunch of Reel templates inside this private account. So once you sign up with us, you get access to this account that houses all these templates that are perfectly beat matched. We release new templates every single week, so there's always new content there for photographers to use. And it's literally plug and play directly from your camera roll, integrated with all of, you know, the Instagram features. So you're just using a template that's right inside of Instagram, and it gets posted directly to your account. Like the easiest way.
Okay, I'm going to hop in right here, because I know there's going to be some people who are like, a what now? Like, I don't think they even know what a template is. So let's like back up for those of you guys who are like, I like to say, allergic to Reels. Like if you are not a Reels person, you know, when you see those really cool videos and it's like, you know, there'll be like a cool little sound clip, and then all of a sudden the pictures will change and it'll be timed exactly to the music, and they're really captivating. And I'm sure you're just like, oh, I'll never be able to make one of those. Well, that's exactly what Angela's company does, is they create this template. And so why don't you talk a little bit about what that kind of looks like and how they're able to utilize that to like make it much quicker than if they were doing like a regular reel?
Yeah. So reels in general are just video heavy content that gets posted. And for photographers, you know, they have to figure out how to make their photos live within this video space. And so what we do is we figure out what audios are trending. So we do all the research for you, figuring out what's trending that week. And we take that audio and we segment it out into where we think, you know, a video would be really good to use. So we'll segment it out to like 2-3 seconds for a video. And then we would manually beat match the rest of the little segments that follow, you know, the music, where photographers can drop in their photo content, and it will make everything look beautifully beat matched and create that reel for you. And then they're usually not very long. They stay, you know, within under 15 seconds because reels are meant to be engaging, and they're like little lead magnets, you know, that you use for people to get sampling of your work. So you don't want to be creating reels that are like really long. And so that's kind of the purpose of a reel, is to get people interested in what you're creating and get over to your page. So the templates are built in that way to be engaging pieces of content.
I love that. And you guys, if you can just visualize this, when you click on the template, it basically pulls up like a blank screen. And then at the bottom, there's all these little boxes that say like, 1 second, 1.5 seconds, 0.2 seconds or whatever. And all you have to do is just click that little box and then upload a photo into that. I mean, it literally takes the time that it takes to create a reel from like sometimes hours, let's be honest, down to like under a minute. Like you can do it so, so quickly. And in this, like you were saying, video heavy Instagram world, being able to translate your photography into video content is priceless. So that's why I love what you guys do so much, because it just really makes it really accessible for photographers to be able to turn their photos into videos.
And you're so right saying that it takes hours, because as a creator that creates these templates every single week, it still to this day will take me an hour to build out a template.
Yeah.
So we're doing all the heavy lifting for you guys, because we are spending the hours trying to figure out all the beat matching. And we take a lot of pride in the beat matching, because when you try to create a template yourself or try to create a reel yourself, the beat matching is usually where people get like really caught up.
It is so hard. I have to say, as a fellow like content creator, yes, it is so hard to match those beats. Like not only do you have to like actually hear them, but like just, it can be so finicky, like all the little tech. I'm sure people are like listening and being like, It can just, like you said, you think it's going to take you 10 minutes and then all of a sudden you look up and an hour has gone by, and that is not a good use of anybody's time.
Yeah. And the way I ended up in this space is because I was creating reels manually for all these Instagram accounts I was managing for photographers.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I'm doing this manually for all these people and they all want the same thing. Mm-hmm. Like there has to be an easy way for us collectively to be able to access this. And so that's how we came up with Reel Templates, is because we see that photographers are all, you know, struggling with the same issue.
Yeah. I love that. Actually, that brings up a question that I hear a lot, which is like, people are like, oh, well, you know, what if I'm using the same thing as everybody else out there?
Hang on, guys. I have a quick message for you. Are you feeling stuck in your photography business? If you're bogged down or burned out or unsure what the next right step is, you're not alone. I've been there, and I know firsthand that quicksand feeling where the harder you struggle, the more stuck you feel, which is why I created the Photographer's Business Plan Glow Up. The Glow Up is a 5-part workshop designed specifically for photographers like you. In the Glow Up, I lead you step by step through a process that will help you clarify your goals, identify the sticking points that are holding you back, get inspired by some of the systems and strategies that are working today in the photography industry, and then create a completely custom roadmap to take you from where you are now to where you want to be. It truly is a glow up for your business. Getting perspective can be nearly impossible when you've got your nose to the grindstone day in and day out. So this short workshop is an opportunity to reset, reevaluate, and rejuvenate your business, and it's all on demand. If that sounds like exactly what you need right now, click the link in the show notes or go to go.thiscan'tbethathard.com/glow to get started today.
And to that, what do you say?
So to that, I mean, we have hundreds of users using the same templates that we release, you know, every week. And that's where your creativity comes into play. So first of all, it's just the only thing that is kind of similar is the audio that you're using, right? Everybody's using the same audio, but the way that you utilize the template can be so diverse and so unique. First of all, everybody's content is different. And for the same template, you could use family content, you can use wedding content, branding, senior sessions. Like a lot of times, just the content itself, your photography work is enough to differentiate you from other people. And then also the way that you package the reel. So adding a hook, or, you know, maybe it's not, you know, behind the scenes from a session and then the finished photos. That we do see that a lot, and that's very common. And I think that's like the easiest way to create a reel. But what we're also seeing is photographers stepping out of that box now that they don't have to spend time, you know, thinking about creating the template. Now their energy can go into, well, how can I show up as my brand and serve my clients better using this template and packaging my content differently? So we've seen stuff like, you know, here's inspiration for wedding hairstyles. And so they'll take different hairstyles from different brides that they photographed or inspiration, and they'll put it together as something a bride can bookmark and come back to, or outfit inspirations for a family session. And so then they have that, or, you know, come location scout with me. Let me share my 5 favorite venues in our area. And yes. So then you're not just limited to using that template to just show off like a session.
Yeah.
But you're putting it together in a way that can serve your clients and that can become savable and shareable content, right?
Yeah. Just like you said, like it's a lead magnet. Literally, it is.
And that's what's, I think, most important is understanding that reels are not like you're not creating content specifically for the client that you just served, right? So sometimes mm-hmm. photographers are like, well, I want to make this quote unquote slideshow I want to deliver to my clients. Mm-hmm. And although the idea is like great, this isn't the place to do that. So with reels specifically, they are like your marketing tool. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you do want to tag your clients in it, invite them as collaborators to the post, but you're focusing more on how is this reel going to reach other people that have yes. not come across my brand before? How is this content that I'm sharing going to work within the reel space? Because the reel space in general, like, first of all, the reels space has its own algorithm. It's like yes. different from different algorithms of Instagram. So that algorithm specifically, it heavily relies on watch time. So how far does somebody get through watching your entire reel? So you want people to get to the end. So it like focuses on the percentage of watch time. Mm-hmm. And then you want them to rewatch it again. And then also stuff that's shareable and savable. So if somebody mm-hmm. is going to bookmark your reel or send it to a friend. So those are the things you want to be focusing on when you're creating these reels is watch time. And then content that serves and that people will, you know, want to revisit later.
Yeah.
And you're not as much focusing on like creating the slideshow that your client is going to love. I feel yeah. like there's other places to do that. Like the one when you deliver galleries and yes. there's a lot of gallery services that offer yeah. like a mini slideshow. But this is more of like, okay, how do I show a little sampling of my brand or how I serve my clients so that when a new person comes across my brand, and I started saying this earlier and kind of got sidetracked, but the reel space specifically is designed to be for entertainment, right? Mm-hmm. So people are watching reels oftentimes when they're just unwinding at the end of the night on the mm-hmm. couch. So yeah. they have Netflix up and they're scrolling reels.
Yeah.
They're maybe driving and they're at a red light. They open up reels. They're at a grocery store.
We never do that.
You know, you're at a grocery store at the checkout line. You're scrolling reels. So understanding that the way people are consuming reels mm-hmm. when they're coming across it is not necessarily when they're like sitting down. They're like, all right, let's look for my photographer, right?
Yes.
Like, yeah. No, it just kind of comes across their content that they're consuming. And so, you know, understanding like, okay, they might be watching this on the go. How do I get them to, you know, go over to my profile? How do I get them to stop their scroll so yes. they're not just swiping past it? How do I make sure that my content captivates and grabs their attention within the first 2-3 seconds? So
yes.
that's when like a strong hook is important, or, you know, sharing your heart and sharing more of your personality. Because sometimes if it's just a photo heavy slideshow, while it could be like really beautiful work and a beautiful session, the viewer that doesn't know these clients, he doesn't yeah. know why he's watching somebody's family photos
yep.
or a slideshow. So,
and in fact, it might feel weird. Like you're like, oh, this is not meant for me. Like this is clearly someone else's family. I'm not meant to see this. Versus, I really love what you said about like really getting in the mind of your client. Like I think about the things that I save on Instagram and, you know, it's things I'm interested in. So like I love to bake. Well, I don't just save a reel that's like a bunch of pretty cakes. What I save is a reel that's like, here's how to make your cakes more moist. And it's like showing me like a step-by-step something. So I love that idea of like getting inside your client's head and being like, okay, what is, you know, what is something that a question I get a lot? What should I wear? How should I do my hair? You know, what locations do you offer? And then answering that question in a reel is a really powerful way for you to serve your clients and also, like you said, like suck them in right away.
And show up as an authority in the space too.
Yes. Yes. Which creates credibility and then all that. But then like, so you might get this great idea for a reel and then you have to sit down and be like, okay, so how am I going to put this together? Well, now you don't have to anymore because you have social templates.
Yep. Now you're like, all right, which reel is going to, you know, yes. be able to package that stuff the best? And, you know, there's, I mean, we've got over 500 templates at the moment to choose from, and yeah. that just keeps growing. But that's how you differentiate yourself, to go back to your original question, yeah. is like, you just focus on how you're going to show up and serve your audience, you know, in your authentic way. Yes. And everybody finds like a different way where they connect with their clients. And yes. I think the other thing to also think about is knowing exactly who your client is. Right. Mm. So sometimes, and I think this is maybe a little bit speaking towards the wedding industry, but for some wedding photographers, right, their client on Instagram isn't necessarily their bride. If you are a luxury photographer, sure. your client is very often the planner. And sure. you're trying to serve planners in that area, or connect with planners, or, you know, with maybe senior photographers, like if you're doing senior portraits, mm-hmm. your client might be the mom.
Yes.
Right?
Probably. So, yeah.
Because, you know, they're most likely paying for it. So knowing exactly who your client is, right? Who right. are you creating this content for? Because, you know, if you're creating this, you know, beautiful reel, but it doesn't resonate with the person that's ultimately going to book your services, then it's kind of, you know, you're kind of wasting your time there.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And, you know, the other thing I was thinking is with specifically if people have the concern of like, oh, is my reel going to be the same as everybody else's, actually using the same audio as other people when they are trending audios is a bonus in this situation. You all have seen some kind of like cute TikTok trend that has been, you know, audio that has gone around, and you see the different ways that people do it, right? It's the same thing for these types of reels, where people can take the same song, the same audio, and do it in a completely different way. And actually that really just feeds into the algorithm and helps, you know, helps your reels perform better. So that's another thing I love, is because you've created this little like community where everybody's using these audios that you have found that are already trending. And then because everybody's using them, they continue to trend. And it's like people are like in this little VIP club of like kind of bumping each other's reels up, even though they might not realize they're doing it. It's really cool.
Thank you. Thank you. And I mean, there's so much thought and research that goes into like, you know, figuring out, okay, what's going to stick around and trend longer? And how do we find those fresh, new trending audios so that, you know, we're watching always the numbers of like how many reels have already been made with that? And
yeah,
I mean, the technical side of that. But yeah, I love doing that. And I was just saying, we just released reel templates yesterday at 2 a.m. Pacific time. And then I got up this morning and people were already posting stuff with that yeah. content. And I'm like, this makes me so happy. People yeah. are like on it. They're like, all right, new templates dropped. We're going to, you know, jump on this right away. And I'm like, this is why, you know, I'm so passionate about doing that, because there's such a, like almost like a thirst or like a need that's like yeah. people are so excited about it because they no longer have to do the heavy lifting.
The heavy lifting. Totally. Yeah. Okay. So I can practically hear our listeners being like, okay, but like, where do I get all of this content? Like, how do I, because sometimes, you know, like sometimes it's okay to just share an edited image from a session, but a lot of times you see these reels and there's little video clips. So I think people also get really overwhelmed with just the actual like process of like, how do you always have enough videos and photos, and how do you store them and that? So can you talk to that a little bit?
Absolutely. I feel like having your systems in place is like the key to success, because that's probably like the biggest, I think, blocker for people. Even when they like join, if your systems are not organized, like you're still going to feel like the overwhelm and being yeah. stuck. So I love, love, love talking about this.
Well, we love systems at This Can't Be That Hard, so you are in the right place.
Amazing. So I think first I want to talk about like actually having the content, right?
Because okay.
we do hear from photographers a lot that like, well, when I'm at the session, I'm like so focused on my serving my clients, and yeah. it feels like it takes away from the experience. So very important to have some behind the scenes that you can share on Instagram. If you can bring an assistant with you at any point, maybe a shoot that's like of a bigger scale, and yeah. you can bring someone with you that you know this is going to be really solid content. Maybe it's a branding session in a beautiful studio and you're like, I want to shoot more of this type of stuff. So having, you know, a friend or a husband, a spouse, somebody come out with you to just capture some of that behind the scenes for you, or getting a tripod set up where you can film yourself working mm-hmm. and making sure, you know, to just turn that on a couple times throughout the shoot. Or there's even the DJI iPhone stabilizer that has the tracking, So that's like really amazing too. They're only $100.
Really? Wow.
With the tracking. Yeah. I did not know this. So I'm like, if you get one of those and you set that up and it tracks your movement, and so it gives your video, you know, more dynamic like movement that makes it more interesting, having that on hand is super helpful. Or even like having a little attachment that goes in on top of your phone to get, those are $12 on Amazon. Like, they're super cheap. Wow. Everyone should have one in their bag. So there, you know, making sure that you are getting some sort of content and capturing that. If you are a wedding photographer, making it your second shooter's responsibility completely, like, you know, please make sure that you are capturing behind the scenes. This is on your shot list at the end of the day. Like, I need to have content to use, you know, being intentional about creating that content. And the other thing is maybe like just resetting your mind, or like reframing your mind to think differently about capturing content when you're with clients. So if at the end of the session, you're able to post a couple sneak peeks, most of the time, unless your clients are super private and they don't have their family on social media, or for what reason they ask you not to share. But if you are sharing most of your sessions, you know, on your feed, and your clients are okay with you sharing their photos, chances are they're going to be okay with you sharing some sneak peeks that you can post to stories. You can tag your clients. You can even airdrop it to them at the end of the session, being like, oh, I got some behind the scenes. They know it's iPhone content. They know that this is not the finished product that you're delivering.
Yeah.
But having those snippets of a family session, of a branding shoot, that they just feel really special. Like, oh, we've got something the 100%. Same day that they're excited to share. Or if you share on your stories, then they get to reshare and say, hey, like, I did a shoot today, so excited to see the final images. You're already getting them talking about you to their people, to their communities, and generating those leads. So kind of changing your mindset about how you think about, you know, creating content. It's not taking away from the experience. You're providing an additional service to them, or you're like, you're serving them in an additional way during their session.
Yeah.
So keeping that in mind, and then also the way that you capture the content. I think this is super important because photographers tend to rush. They're like, okay, well, I'm going to make this like super quick. So I'm just going to whip out my phone from my back pocket, pan the scene really quick and put it away so that like, it's not there. That actually just makes your content look bad. Like, you have content that's unusable later. You can't use it in Reels. Giving it to your client, you know, a lot of times isn't very beneficial. So think like a professional, think like a filmmaker when creating this. So first of all, before every session, I always recommend setting your camera settings, especially on the iPhone. I think Android is able to do this as well, but changing it to 60 frames per second. So instead of shooting in 30, which is the standard, changing it to 60, you don't have to shoot in 4K unless you want to, but then your video files are going to be super huge. I think 60 has been like enough. And it makes your footage look so smooth, like buttery smooth footage when you are, and it makes your movements look less like shaky.
Yeah.
And when you are filming, I recommend like really just taking a breath and like mentally allowing yourself to slow down. And instead of panning the scene, pick a scene, frame it like a filmmaker and like a photographer that you are. You're able to see the shot, and then allow your phone to kind of just linger there, like linger and like create slow movements. Because then when you are dropping that content into your reel or even sharing it with your clients, it feels like an elevated piece of content. It's, you know, shot in a high quality that there's like, you know, that buttery smooth movement. It's framed, it's not shaky, and you're able to grab, you know, maybe some like 8 to 10 times of like these different snippets throughout the session.
Yeah.
You come out with like almost like a little video recap from the whole session. And, you know, being diverse with like some close-up content, some further away moments, maybe just even telling your clients to like, okay, now just like walk towards the sun or whatever, and getting that shot where later you can add text above it. So getting creative with that and filming it like a filmmaker. So that is very important. When you get,
And let me just jump in here and say from the client's perspective. So most of our listeners know I'm not a photographer, but I've obviously been a client on the other side. And, you know, if you're feeling nervous, like, oh, this is going to feel unprofessional, or like this is going to be weird. It's going to be like, you know, like this weird moment in the middle of your session. I actually would argue it's exactly the opposite. Just remember that we, the client on the other side of the camera, are feeling a lot of pressure. it can be a bit overwhelming. And so if you, as the photographer, when we just had photos done, our photographer did this, she was like, why don't you just relax for a second? I'm just going to get some B-roll. And we, my husband and I were able to just like take a breath, like breathe for a second. And it just gave us a second to relax as well. So I actually think it's doing a service to your clients as well to just tell them like, hey, just take a break for a second. Let the kids like get their wiggles out or whatever the situation is. The bride can just, you know, like toss her hair, like whatever, and let them kind of just like have a moment. I actually think that's really nice being on the client side of it.
And I guess to that too, I have a photographer friend that does this really, really well. She gets behind the scenes of every single session. She posts it to her stories. And it got to a point where her clients look forward to being on her stories. Right. Yeah. They're like, they book her because they want to get shared on her stories.
On her stories.
And it's like they like look forward to that. And it becomes like part of the experience that she delivers. And
yeah.
So then they're like, all right, like at the end of the night, I'm going to be on her stories. And
yeah,
she's like created this whole thing around it. So I think it's like how you deliver that and how you share that with your clients that's, you know, able to make it, you know, feel like it's an added bonus to now be featured on stories. And I understand that not everybody wants to feature every single session on stories, but, you know,
why not? It's just, I'm like, if somebody's like, I don't want to feature all my sessions, I, as a marketing expert, I'm like, why not? That is the best marketing that you can possibly do, is showing your real clients, showing the behind the scene. It gives them a perspective of like what's going on. So I would really, really encourage you guys, you know, to get in this habit, because I think you can use this content for stories and then you can reuse it for reels.
Yep.
Okay. So far you were like, add getting behind the scenes footage to your workflow, basically, mm-hmm. like, and then make sure that you're shooting quality content. Like, don't rush through this. Make sure you're shooting quality content. So that's step one and two.
Yep. And then you're going to get home and you're backing up your images. After the session, you're backing up your images on the computer. This is when you want to pick up your phone and look through the content that you just shot behind the scenes. Because what happens a lot of times is the session's busy, you're grabbing stuff, maybe you start a video, it's shaky, you don't use it. So you come back with like 57 videos from the session. And that alone is overwhelming, because now you have to sit down to create a reel and there's 57 videos and you're like, okay, what do I do with these? Where do I even start? Which ones are usable? Now I have to rewatch all of them. So I found that this is the most helpful way to do this, is when you're backing up images, go through the videos and right away just delete anything that's not usable. Like, don't leave it there as a maybe. No maybes allowed.
Yeah.
Like, you only need maximum, like, you know, 4 videos from a session.
Yep.
Obviously you can have more if there's great content, but you don't want to leave, you know, 30 videos from the same session that then when you sit down to make a reel, you're not going to use all 30. And so then it's like, it creates another barrier to actually creating content.
Doing it. So be ruthless with your editing. Just
delete anything that's not usable. Maybe even trim some videos. Like, right away you can trim in camera. Like, you're like, okay, you know, that was a 5-minute video. We only need these 30 seconds. Trim it. Heart the ones that are your favorites. You're like, oh yeah, this is perfect. These are my favorites. Maybe there's like 3 favorites. You leave a total of 7. So cull your camera roll right away while you're backing up your images. Otherwise, you're going to forget. Like, you're like, but I'll do it later. No, like, do it right away. Make it a part of your process. And then what you're going to do is you're going to select all of that content that you left, the usable content. You're going to select it and you're going to move it into a folder within your camera roll, and you're going to label it with the client's names. So if you got that those videos, you're going to put them into a folder. You're going to name it Katie and Ben's family. And now all of that content is right on their phone. The following day, or, you know, if you've got time, if you got the energy, you can post a reel right away using just like video behind the scenes without any images. Because we have a lot of templates that are just videos only for like video sneak peeks. Or sometimes it's easier to just come back to it the following day, give it 24 hours, you know, and come back and make a reel. But when you go to create a reel using the templates, you're able to select exactly which album to pull from. So that's the shortcut a lot of people miss, because it opens up your entire camera roll. And so then sometimes if you're you know, trying to find, you're like, I had a video of this wedding in June, like my second shooter got it somewhere. And so you're scrolling through, you know, thousands of family photos and videos trying to find that work stuff that you got. So having that in a separate folder, you're able to tap on that folder and it only opens up content from that specific session, and you're not overwhelmed with anything else. And so when you have edited sneak peeks, you're going to, you know, drop them on your phone. There's people have different ways of doing this. Sometimes you can download on your phone from like your gallery. Sometimes you airdrop from your computer. But whatever way you get your images into your camera roll, you're going to select those images and add to that same to that same folder that you already created. So then when you're creating a reel that already has the edited images, you're able to access that same folder with the photos and the videos and nothing else. You're not looking through any session. And then there's even another step that people don't know exists. But if you are trying to select videos, and let's say you've got 8 videos and you only need 3 for the reel, you're able to tap and hold on the video and like a mini preview will pop up. And you can even like preview it.
You guys, right off my jaw is like on the floor. What? I did not know that.
It's an additional, shortcut. So then you're not having to like place it in the template and then go back and replace it. You're able to tap and it like a little mini, like half screen preview will pop up and you can see what you need. And that's how you create reels in seconds. Like it doesn't even take minutes.
Because that's amazing.
Everything's organized right there for you. You already did like the hard work of making sure your system is set up.
Yes.
And then you sit down to make a reel. And we even share reel prompts on our stories. Usually once a week, we'll release like a batch of reel prompts. Like, hey, if you are running out of ideas, try some of these. And so if a reel prompt is already given to you and you have all your content organized.
I mean, it's so easy. And like you could even extrapolate this. I love this organization thing. You could even, so like I love the idea of organizing it by sessions, but then you could also organize it by like little girls in tutu dresses. Like, I don't know. You could like find a theme and like start to, if you see like a lot of people who like do the same thing, or like sessions in a certain location, if you want to share like a bunch of sessions that are in a certain location, or, you know, if it, you know, you're a wedding photographer, maybe it's like fall weddings, spring weddings, summer weddings, winter weddings, like something like that. I mean, you could do seasons for every niche of photography. So what I love about this is have a great system, be really organized, and then you just have to make yourself do it, really.
And I wanted to, I wanted to comment on that. I was going to talk about creating a content bank. That was literally going to be the next thing I was going to say.
Okay.
So you read my mind. Creating a content bank within your camera roll is basically using content of yourself shooting, of either like your gear, your camera, your maybe computer while you're editing. So anything that's B-roll related to your business, putting that in a separate folder.
And B-roll, guys, means like, it's like, so this is like an industry term in Hollywood, right? So B-roll, the A-roll is going to be like the main camera that's on the main, you know, star. And then the B camera is the stuff that gets all the behind the scenes stuff. So like the stuff that's happening. So when you see these reels of people typing on their computers, or, you know, cooking in their kitchen, or, you know, downloading images onto their computer from their, you know, their camera or whatever, that's all B-roll stuff.
So having, that content that's like filler content in a separate folder, always readily available. So you're like, okay, there was this one video I had of me holding the camera. I was in a studio. Like, where is that? It's really hard sometimes to locate that. So having that in a separate folder, you can apply that to then any trend. So a trend can pop up in 6 months and you're like, oh yeah, I need some filler content to add text over it. Mm-hmm. You just go to your B-roll content and you keep adding to that folder throughout the year. And sometimes I've been able to revisit stuff from there from like 2-3 years ago that I was like, oh yeah, there was this one moment at a wedding where I was like, I wanted to use that content for what I'm doing now. And so having that just creates, like, you don't have to film new content for every single reel that you're going to create.
Yes.
You now can like have this shortcut where you can quickly access your content bank.
Yeah.
And I actually do this for my personal business. I set aside one day a year. So I do a full shoot of just B-roll content one day a year that I use throughout the entire year. Obviously, I'm not posting that content every single day.
Yeah.
But it's just like I have a shot list of like different B-roll content that I need, of myself walking with my laptop, of like working on the computer, of holding a camera, and creating that content bank every year with like fresh new content that I can use for reels. It just makes it so much easier. Then like all you're worrying about is like how you're communicating to your clients, because your video stuff, you don't have to film it every single time you're trying to create reels.
Yeah. And I totally feel that, because I think it's like just not only the logistics of like, okay, I got to set my tripod and I got to do this thing. And it's like all of that takes so much time. You also have to get camera ready. Like, why not just take one day, do the whole thing? I love this idea. Like, get a bunch of B-roll and just throw it in a folder. And then you have it for, like you said, anytime a trend is going to pop up.
Yep. Just have, a few different outfits so that you feel comfortable that it doesn't all look the same. And then Nobody will never know. Nobody will know you shot all that in one day.
I can hear our Consistency Club members being like, Dana, make us a B-list, like shot list. Guys, I will do that for you. You've got it. I'm going to make you a B-roll shot list and you can just pick a day and shoot a bunch of this stuff. That's such a good idea, Angela. Oh my gosh, this has been amazing. You are like a wealth of knowledge. I am so happy that you were able to come on the show and like share these tips with us. But let's circle back to the beginning. Tell people, first of all, where they can find you, and just like remind us again a little bit about social templates, how they can get started, and a little bit about like, how they work.
So we are socialtemplates.co online. Very simple. And then on Instagram, you can find us at socialtemplates.co as well. It's our public account where we share different tips, and that's where our brand lives, and that's where we connect with people. And then if you want to join the community and have access to all of these real templates that we create, you would go to socialtemplates.co. You would sign up for either a yearly plan or a monthly plan. And then you'll sign up on the website and get an email that will prompt you to say, go follow this private account. So we don't post and share about the private account very often anywhere, unless you get it in an email and it'll say, go follow this private account. And the private account is where all the real templates live. And so you instantly get access to those. And there's, a ton of real templates for you to use.
Yeah, it's really cool, guys. You get in. So it's just, a private Instagram account. So once you get approved to follow it, it just looks like any other Instagram account. But every single post on their account is a reel that has a little button that says use template. And you can just to reiterate, you literally just click that button and it brings up these little boxes. And all you have to do is pull your video and photo content from your beautifully organized content bank that you're going to start making now. And you can start cranking out reels in like seconds, if not minutes.
And people batch their reels too. Sometimes People sit down and they'll create for the entire like week or 2 weeks.
Love that. So I really am a huge fan of just batch content creation in general. I always suggest people like shoot all their stuff, then edit all their stuff, then post, like schedule all their posting. So I love that idea. And you guys, we have got a special code for you to use when you go to socialtemplates.co. If you use the code TCBTH, so for those of you who don't refer to This Can't Be That Hard as Anami and I do all the time, which is TCBTH. So it's just the acronym for that. That's the code. So if you use that code, what's that going to get them?
The first month free.
So exciting. That is so generous. So thank you so much, you guys. You can go try this for your first month for free. If everybody doesn't go sign up for this, I'm going to be so mad at you all. So you get your first month for free. Go check it out. Take your Reels game to the next level. I just, Instagram is still really pushing Reels. I don't think that's going away anytime soon. And regardless, it is just a really captivating way for you to engage with your ideal client. So I don't think that video content is going away anytime soon. And if you're feeling any kind of like pushback against this, I want you to just think about it like another skill you have to learn as a photographer. Learning how to shoot this behind the scenes content stuff, creating these content banks, and now creating Reels, it's just a skill you have to learn. That's it. You guys have learned so many technical skills as photographers already. This is honestly much easier than what you all do every single day. So just wrap your head around that. And I just want to encourage everybody to do this because it really is an incredible way to promote your business and reach new clients.
Thank you. I 100% agree.
We're like air high-fiving over here.
Yep.
Okay, you guys. Well, Angela, thank you so much for being on the show. I am sure that we will have you back because this was enlightening. Again, thank you guys, you can check them out at socialtemplates.co, and we will see you guys next week.
Thank you.
Bye.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of This Can't Be That Hard. I'll be back same time, same place next week. In the meantime, you can find more information about this episode, along with all the relevant links, notes, and downloads at thiscan'tbethathard.com/learn. If you like the podcast, be sure to hit the subscribe button. Even better, share the love by leaving a review in iTunes. And as always, thanks so much for joining me. I hope you have a fantastic week.